In our message today, we hear about two women of faith with two very different ways of relating to Jesus, Mary and Martha. These two sisters welcome Jesus into their home on one occasion, and on another call him to heal their brother Lazarus. Jesus' love and compassion shine forth as these women live out their life of faith with the Lord. Our reading is from Luke chapter 10, verses 38 through 42. Now, as they went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. And she had a sister called Mary, who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teachings. But Martha was distracted with much serving, and she went up to him and said, "Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? Tell her then to help me." But the Lord answered her, "Martha, Martha, you're anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. Mary has chosen the good portion, which will not be taken away from her." The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
I invite you to be seated. Would you please join me in prayer? Gracious Lord God, we are grateful for this time. And we ask that through the power and work of your Holy Spirit that you would open our ears and open our hearts, that you would open our minds to hear your word to us, not just today, but every day. In the precious name of Jesus we pray. Amen. Well, Mary and Martha, women of faith, as we walk together through this series, you know, we can look at these women as examples, which they certainly are, models for godly living. But so often, as in today, what we see is God working at a level that in many ways is, obviously not just about them. Very much about how we are as children of God, how the world is. And as we walk together through this very short portion of the Gospel of Luke, I want you to, oh boy, hopefully that's not going to happen. I want to share with you that very first part of Luke chapter 10. And Jesus is on his way with the disciples. Okay, I can see this is going to be. Go ahead. I'll just do it here. Okay, there we go. All right. As we walk through this, we always want to have a context with what we're doing, and I am going. This sermon's going to be a little different than my normal way of doing things because we definitely share information, we share proclamation, but I'd like you to consider taking home not only the content of the message today, but also kind of the method of it. Because when you go home, I would love for you to apply kind of what I'm going to be showing you and teaching you today for any Bible text that you would look at. As you consider, God calls us to meditate on his word, and meditate means to fill our minds, not to empty it. In some religions, it's you empty your mind and try to get everything out for God, for our Lord Jesus Christ. He wants you to fill your heart, fill your mind with what he wants to tell you. And so for the context today, I'd like you to be thinking about these things. First of all, in Luke chapter 10, we have a whole series of things going on. We have Jesus sending out the 72 disciples. Well, that sounds like more than 12, right? I mean, 72 of his followers. I mean, these are people that have been equipped, who have been following Jesus, and he tells them, go out and proclaim the kingdom of God. Heal the sick, cast out demons, and guess what? They do. And miracles are happening. The gospel is on the march. Now, this is before the crucifixion, right? And before the resurrection. But people are getting the message. And then, after they come back, they report all of these great things. But then Jesus starts sharing an important message about that the judgment of God is coming. And as those 72, though, report, Jesus rejoices, and he says this, "Then turning to the disciples, he said privately, 'Blessed are the eyes that see what you see.'" I want you to think about that. Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. And I want you to be thinking about what we see as Christians, that we see all that God has done, that we see the cross, that we see the empty tomb, that we see the message of the gospel, and that throughout all of time, you start looking at the history of the Old Testament. You start looking at from Abraham on. People were waiting, hoping for the promise to be fulfilled, not knowing exactly how it was going to happen. But now we can look back, right? We can see what God has done. He says, "Blessed are the eyes that see what you see. For I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." That's the other part here. To hear what you hear and did not hear it. Then Jesus tells the story of the Good Samaritan. And finally, Mary and Martha. And I got to tell you, right after this, Jesus teaches us the Lord's Prayer. But Mary and Martha, Jesus is coming into town. And what I'm going to encourage you to do, if you can't see the screen, or even if you can, is to follow along with me in your bulletin. You can take some notes if you like. But I don't want you to read ahead, because this is sort of the method that I'd like you to use as you look at anything that you might be studying or meditating on. We're told that now as they, meaning Jesus and the disciples, went on their way, Jesus entered a village, and a woman named Martha welcomed him into her house. We're going to pause there, and I want you to ask questions. Ask questions of what's going on, okay? All right, what's the woman's name? Yes, Martha. And whose house is it? Well, what does it say right here? It's her house, right? Okay, it's her house. And what does she do? She welcomes Jesus. Middle Eastern hospitality. Oh, this is you laid down your life for anybody you welcomed into your house. So when you welcome somebody into your house, what does that typically mean? What's going to be involved? A meal, right? Hospitality. You're going to be welcoming them in your house. So very good, very good. So next step, verse 39. She had a sister called Mary who sat at the Lord's feet and listened to his teaching. Well, you're going to stop right there. All right, so we know it's Mary, sister. What is she doing? She's sitting at his feet, which is the posture of learning. And she's what? I heard it. Listening. Now, see, this is where, you know, you pause and you think, listening. Lord, what does it mean to listen to you? Lord, I know that this is going to be good. Show me what it means. How do I listen? How do I know? Now, I'm going to jump back to that verse that I shared with you where Jesus said, this is earlier in the same chapter, "For I tell you that many prophets and kings desire to see what you see and did not see it, and to hear what you hear and did not hear it." Now, I want you to picture this. The Almighty God of the universe, in the person of Jesus Christ, has come into your home. And Mary sits and listens to this one. She is getting to hear what kings and prophets long to hear, and to see what kings and prophets long to see. She's getting to do it. But verse 40, Listen to this. Martha was distracted with much serving. All right, what's going on with Martha? How many of you have been distracted in a time like that? But here's what, you know, as Luke is recording this, and as this is all playing out, imagine this, that you were distracted while Almighty God of the universe and the person of Jesus Christ is in your home and sharing his everlasting love with the people in the room. And you're in the kitchen? And it's not just that she was in the kitchen. She was what? Distracted. It doesn't even say she was serving. She was distracted. Distracted. She was being driven. Her mind was in eight different places. Sometimes we think of, you know, Martha in the kitchen as being, you know, we need to ask the question of this. What, you know, we think, oh, well, she was in the kitchen and she was trying to get everything done. Is that what Luke's telling us? She was distracted. She had so many things going on. It's interesting. Jesus will tell us, he'll quote the greatest commandment, love the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, your soul, and your strength. All right, there's Mary. She's just soaking it in. She is absolutely soaking it in. This is not simply about, this is not, you know, we sometimes say, oh, well, that means, you know, you got to have a life of contemplation as opposed to service. No, that's not where Luke's going. He's saying, hear it. Listen. So Martha was distracted with much serving. And then look at, I want you to really focus in and imagine yourself doing this. Let's go on to the next one. And she went up to him, Jesus, and said, Lord, do you not care that my sister has left me to serve alone? What did you just tell Jesus? Number one, what did you just accuse him of? Not caring. Can you imagine? Lord God Almighty, ruler of the heavens and earth, don't you care? An accusation. And, now I just talked about the Almighty God of the universe. Let's take it down several notches. Can you imagine going to one of your guests and telling them this or asking them that question? Don't you care? You know, here's somebody in your household who is actually having a wonderful conversation. Because isn't that what you want to do? You want to welcome your guests and have a conversation with them? And you walk out of the kitchen and tell your you're not telling the family member, you're telling your guest who's having this wonderful conversation with your family member. You walk out and say, don't you care that I'm doing this all by myself? How are you doing with that? Do you see what God's pointing out to us in this? I mean, this isn't just, I mean, it's Jesus. But we just can't do this. All right, so, and then look at the next thing. You know, she embarrasses her sister, and then the next line, telling Jesus, you tell her to help me. Can you imagine doing that with a guest? Can you imagine doing that with Jesus? What's going on? What is going on in her heart? Does she have ears to hear Jesus? Does she have eyes to see? You know, what's wonderful is she extended the invitation to Jesus, right? She welcomed Jesus. But it seems to end right there, doesn't it? Come into the house, and then I'm going to be nothing. My ears are not open. My eyes are not open. But the Lord speaks to her. Verse 41. The Lord answered her, Martha, Martha. Throughout Scripture, anytime God says a name twice. It's not just, oh, Martha, Martha. It's Martha, Martha. When God calls to Moses at the burning bush, it's Moses, Moses. When God calls to Samuel the prophet, it's Samuel, Samuel. When God prevents Abraham from killing his one and only son, it's Abraham, Abraham. A little more urgently there. But do you see? He's calling to Mary, or to Martha. And then he says this to her. You are what? Anxious. Let's do the next one, please. You are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary. And this is where we can go back to, that's the advantage of getting to know Scripture a bit more. And we hear, like, the Apostle Paul writing to the Philippians Christians in chapter 4, and he says this. He says, rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say it, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. Yeah, how's Martha doing with that? The Lord is near. I mean, this could have been spoken to Martha right in that context, right? Don't be anxious about anything. It's the same word. Don't be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Jesus, you know, the beautiful thing about Jesus is he can see. He not only hears us, he not only sees us. He not only hears you and sees you, he sees into you and he sees through you. And so when he says to Martha, you are anxious and troubled, this is not just an outward observation. And as we look at this, one of the things I'd invite you to do as you look at any text, as you're meditating on God's word, is you ask the question of yourself, am I like this? Or maybe more like, Lord, show me when I'm like this, because I do get there. And open my heart to see. And then when it says, but one thing is necessary, listen to Paul's words. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Mary is at his feet, listening. She is filling her heart and her mind with what is true, noble, right, pure, lovely, admirable, praiseworthy. We hear, in fact, Jesus closes us out with these words in the last. He says to Martha, Mary has chosen the good portion. And you know, it is a reprimand, but sometimes we need that difficult word to us, don't we? To hear, you know what? We are to serve. We are to go out and wash feet. Jesus commands it. But not to where it distracts us from why we're doing it. Not that it causes us anxiety and trouble like what we're hearing here. Jesus invites us to serve, but then says, but also, even as you're serving, come to my feet. I have so much for you, and this will not be taken from her, away from her. And I believe that this is a word to you, that as you are in God's word, as you are filled with him, Jesus is saying to you, what I give you, that peace that passes all understanding, all of that, it will not be taken away from you. It will not. So it's a promise to Mary here. It's also a reminder to Martha. But for each and every one of you, it is a word to you and for you that the good portion will not be taken from you. That is gospel. That is grace. That is gift for you. May we pray. Gracious Lord God, we are so grateful for your peace, your love, for the good portion. Open our hearts to receive all that you have to give us. And when we do get distracted, when we are anxious, when we are troubled, Father, bring us back. Bring us back with a word, a reprimand if we need it. And we're so grateful that for your grace with Martha and with so many others, with each one of us. Thank you, Lord, for your presence and power. In Jesus' name, amen. Hey, we're going to receive our offering at this time, and the ushers and council folks are going to come by.